Welcome to USA Football's Coach and Coordinator Weekly Highlight Podcast. We had another great week here on the podcast as we kicked it off on Monday with Pine Richland head coach Eric Kasparowicz, who offered us some advice on how to have a successful summer.
Having attendance now is crucial and making sure the kids are showing up. So I think we do a very good job of that. And this is my 20th year coaching. This will be my seventh as head coach at Pine Richland here. And I think one thing that we do really good is just, I think it all starts with the culture. And, you know, you have to have a culture of caring. The kids have to understand that it's like, you know, hanging out with your friends. If you've got a group of friends that you care about, you like to hang out with, you know, they like you, they care about you, well, you're likely to hang out with them, right? So I think it's very similar to football. You know, we try to create that culture of caring, and the kids want to be there. When they get there, you know, we're having a good time, number one. It's fun. You know, believe you me, we get our work in. We work them as hard as anybody, but we want it to be a place where they want to be, you know. And ultimately, if you look at all these Division I Power 5 schools, what's their number one goal right now is facilities and keeping the kids in the facility, right? It keeps them out of trouble. It keeps them there. They're going to eat better. They're going to study harder. They're going to work harder. They're around the coaches. They're going to be better at football. Well, that's why they're building these multi-million dollar facilities, so the kids stay and it creates a place they want to be. So that's kind of what I try to emulate our program to be about. We want it to be a place where the kids want to come and want to work out and want to learn and want to be with their brothers and do all that stuff. So I think it starts there, number one.
On Tuesday, we focused in on the little details with Mount Union defensive coordinator Chris Kappas. Coach shared with us how his experience the prior year on offense has helped shape the way he sees his defense.
I think whenever you look back, any time at any point in your coaching career so far, I'm going into my, I think, 11th year of coaching. You look back a few years back and you think of, oh man, I was just such a young, naive coach at times. So even just looking back a few years ago, defense, I think you come so much full circle and mature a lot more, and you understand really the things that are important. But going to offense was a great experience for me. I think we changed a little bit from year one to year two on offense, for the better, and some things, some stats got better and some stats got worse. So I think if I was going to be on offense again, I think we would move forward and make some changes again. But going back to defense, I think I learned a lot from being on offense and seeing the way people present themselves defensively. I think I was doing some things defensively that I might, not do anymore because I thought it was cute. I thought it was, confusing maybe to the offense for some looks that we were given or some things that we were doing. But when you see those type of things offensively from an offensive eye, you kind of laugh at yourself saying, man, that wasn't as good as what you thought it was. So, it's a humbling experience to go to the other side and have to see some different defenses, but it's a great learning experience. And I think it's only going to help me moving forward here next year on defense again.
As things heated up this week, guest host Chris Vassar was joined by Jerry Gordon to take another deep dive on defense, this time into Gordon's famous split safety defense.
So the first thing that we're going to do, Vass, is we're going to play what most people call two read. So essentially, number two goes out, the corner's going to go ahead and take him. Number two goes vertical, going to handle that with the safety to that side and the outside linebacker, the Nick Sam to that side. So we'll have a read. And then the next thing that we're going to do is what we call trap, which is basically a cover two with the corner's going to have eyes on two. So just let me back up a little bit, Vass. I run read coverage, or we run read coverage a little bit differently than most. In high school, I found that most people, when they say, what is an out route, right? What's out? Most people say, well, if he goes 5 yards, it's out. Well, for me, that was a little bit vague. So what I tell my safety is that you're going to decide what the out route is. If the kid comes three or four steps to you and runs an out, you're going to yell out, out, out. In the corner with his eyes still on number one, he's going to go ahead and jump number two, and then the safety is going to bring it over the top and get the save. So now it's third and long, right? It's third and long. They need 7 or 8 yards for the first down. Well, that out route, with these guys playing the same side and practicing it, that out route might extend a little bit longer. Maybe the out routes, he might let it go a little bit longer, meaning that, you know, if he runs the out at 6 yards, well, he can still yell out, out, and get over the top because he's lined up deep because it's third and long. So we have the ability to adjust what is an out call during the game. Third and short now, well, those guys are going to tighten up. Well, if he calls the out call, is he going to be able to get over to the top of the fade? Well, maybe he can, maybe he can't, but most likely he's not going to. So there's a lot less likely of an out call when it's third and short.
On Thursday, we went all in on offense again, this time with A.J. Smith to talk about every defensive coordinator's worst nightmare, four verts.
Yeah, I think the first thing you got to talk about it when you start drawing up four verts is the spacing. Because a lot of people just send four people down the field and they don't quite get the spacing right. And when you think about four verts, the originator of why we had it was, hey, everybody was playing three deep zone to stop the wishbone, right? So there's three people going down the field. Well, heck, let's send four deep. You know, three guys can't cover four. It was basic math. But during those times in the 70s and 80s and forever, you know, you're dealing with high school hashes, which had deep thirds. So when you start talking about the slots, I'm a heavy believer that the slots have to be running from 2 yards outside the hash once they get to a certain point. Now, where they line up doesn't matter. It's just where they wind up. And the outside guys need to space accordingly so the corners can't two-play it, because that's kind of the defense's answer to a three-deep zone. Hey, we'll split. We'll make sure the wideouts in our peripheral, and then we'll cheat over to the hash. But if your guy on the outside, which would be our X and Z in both systems, is 2 to 3 yards from the sideline, I mean, you're talking 15 yards right there. I mean, it's impossible. And if the quarterback's going to pick them, maybe pump the hash and go down the sideline or vice versa. So I think that's the most crucial part, is just getting the spacing right down the field. And then secondly, it's understanding that the progression is real simple and don't overcomplicate it. And, you know, it all kind of came full circle for me when I worked with Hal this past season, because I'd had such a heavy run and shoot background that everything was this coverage, these conversions, you know, all this. But Hal makes it so simple that, okay, we have four people going down the field. You're going to read it 1, 2, 3, 4. Which guy's going to get open? And then, you know, it's real simple in the fact that if no one's there, then you just hit the check down, you know, and we go again. So, I mean, those are some of the basis. And also, two of how is, you know, if you're a right-handed quarterback, it's left to right, because we're going to stay in open batter. And if you're right-handed quarterback, left to right. And if you're left-handed, it's right to left, because by the time you get to that fourth progression, you're open batter. You can flip and rip, get your torque going into it, and get the ball out.
And last but not least, Coach Grabowski met up with one of the only tackling bosses in the country as Peyton Allen shared his insights of his unique job.
So he just said that we're taking the next step in the way we were teaching the tackling. And I was kind of familiar with it from things we had done in spring ball the year before. But he said we were going to take what we were teaching and break it down step by step for every single tackle that's made on every single play. And he sent me a bunch of resources so that I could do a little more research on myself, and then said, go and do a little bit of this from the games of last season, just so you kind of get your foot in the door. So going into the 2018 season, I did a little bit of practicing on our games from the 2017 season, just to kind of get my foot in the door. But basically, my responsibility was grading a primary tackle for every play that was made through the course of a game and in our summer training, every tackle that was made during summer camp. So it ended up being the practicing that I got over the summer and then during fall camp really made it a lot more of a streamlined process once we got into the season.
Thanks for listening to the Coach and Coordinator podcast this week. And be sure to check out our new Film to Field Friday video segments. If you're a fan of the show, please make sure to follow us on our Twitter account for coaches, at FBDevCoach. Read our show notes, analysis, and coaching articles at blogs.usafootball.com. And check out our systems for tackling, blocking, and defeating blocks at footballdevelopment.com. Finally, subscribe to us on SoundCloud, Google Play, and Spotify, as well as give us a 5-star review on iTunes. As always, be sure to check in next week for more one-of-a-kind content.